time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. We're going to start things by talking basketball. We've got the Kaawha County head coaches in the studio with us this morning. Tiger head coach Chuck Mitchell, Lady Tiger head coach David Brown in the studio. And guys, thanks for coming in this morning and being part of the show.
Thanks for having us.
Chuck, first of all, we want to ask you, how's Colin Whittington doing? We know he took a spill the other night down at Livingston Central. So what's his status?
Yes, sir. You know, Colin took a real bad spill. He went to the emergency room. We was really worried about him. He, you know, landed on his head. Got undercut a little bit. Just part of the play. It was an accident. Went to the emergency room. They had it ready for him. They had neurologists there. Long story short, he showed up yesterday to our film session and was just the old Colin of, you know, the Colin of old. I do want to give a shout out to the folks at Livingston County Central. They were on top of their game. They had all the everything we needed to help Colin. They got the ambulance there quick. All the equipment was ready to go. I think they did an extremely good job of keeping the crowd settled and keeping Colin ready and getting him out of there as quickly as possible. So shout out to those folks. Great job. You know, Ken Parker, just unbelievable there. It's great to have somebody like Ken around the sideline any time, but he was so good with Colin, and he's so calm and such a good bedside manner. He really helped Colin. So shout out to Ken Parker as well. Colin is doing well, and you know, he's just on the mend right now.
That's great news, because I know that was a scary situation for everyone.
Yeah, I was. We didn't know if he was even going to finish the game. It was so scary. The officials asked me, did we want to finish or just play it another day and start from there? And I said, I don't have to play. I went and asked the boys, and Carter said, we're playing. We'll finish it. Colin would want us to finish it, and that's what we did. So.
Well, got you a win down there, so yes, you guys, sir, are still playing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Still getting to play a little bit, and I told the boys, you know, all week, you know, you win, it's a good week. We're getting ready for the next game. You lose, and it's a long week of practice.
Tough game coming up with Lyon County, but you're still in it, and you know, you can't beat them if you don't get a shot at them.
So. Right, you got to be there, and you know, we're excited about the opportunity to play, and no matter who it is, you know, Lyon County's an extremely good team, and we're excited for the opportunity to get out there and see what we can do against them.
Think you guys are playing pretty good basketball right now?
I think so. There's a couple of areas we, you know, shore up. We were 7-for-19, I think, from the free throw line the other night at Livingston. That's something we got to shore up. I think just tiny things we got to clean up a little bit, but some other things we got to get better at, especially going into the game tomorrow night.
And you guys play 7:30 Friday night down at Crittenden County.
Second game, yes, sir. And Coach Riley has told me to put the plug in. Go fan, if you want a ticket, you probably better get there and get it now, because they'll go fast. I think we got on there and there was limited tickets left yesterday. So get on there, go fammy, and get your ticket ASAP. That's a message from Coach Riley.
Okay. And David, the girls are on tap tonight, and you guys play the early game out here against Crittenden County.
Yes, we're looking forward to a good opportunity tonight, you know, against a good Crittenden County team. They're well coached, and you know, we're going to have to come and definitely bring an A game night to be successful.
Yeah, you guys have actually seen Crittenden County, so probably makes preparation just a little bit easier.
It does, you know, and the familiarity, you know, does help some, and we have plenty of game film we've been watching on them, and the players know each other pretty well, so, you know, now it's about, tonight is going to be about us going in and not letting them dictate what they want to do and imposing what we want to do, and just, you know, making good decisions, you know, cutting back on turnovers, making sure we're taking advantage of our free throw opportunities, which is two areas we've been working on, and if we can be successful in those two areas, I think that's really going to bode well for us tonight.
Now, Jeff says no passes tonight, and students, I believe, have to buy a ticket because it's the All-A Classic.
That is correct. Yeah, normally, you know, normal regular season game, the students will be in free, but since it is the All-A Regional, the passes are going away, and they do have to have a ticket for entry.
Because the receipts get split four ways, right?
Correct.
Of the remaining four teams. So you've got Crittenden County. Like I said, you've already played them once. What's kind of the keys for you guys tonight to come out of there with a win and get to Saturday's championship?
Well, we've got to limit the Boone, her opportunities. We know she's a good player and she does very well, but they also, the Hodge girl, she's a good shooter and she's been handling the ball more here recently, so we've got to definitely pay attention to that. Another thing, just protect the basketball. They're going to come at you with pressure and they're going to be relentless. You know, they always have been, they always will. Coach Hodge coaches them well, and, you know, they're a tough team, so we can't take a play off. And, you know, part of it, what we need to do is make sure we're continuing to move the ball, pass, and cut, and hit the open cutters like we have been here recently, and that will really go a long way for us.
You guys have been playing better lately. 1-7 starts, now 5-9, so you've kind of got some wins under your belt now.
We have, and, you know, sometimes just getting those wins from a psychological standpoint is just really benefits, is a big benefit. And so, you know, we just want to continue to build off that momentum and continue to just progress and work on getting better every game. Yeah. But also capitalize on opportunities. You know, we tell the players, say, look, this is another opportunity. You're in the mix, but you've got to believe that about yourself.
I'm kind of interested on your guys' feelings about the All-A Classic. I'm kind of mixed. Part of me wishes we just had classes at the end of the year and didn't have the midseason tournament. However, there used to be kind of the January doldrums. You know, you'd get about 3 weeks into January, and it would seem like the season would drag a little bit. Chuck, it seems to me like with the All-A Classic now, we don't have that as much because you kind of look forward to the All-A Classic, and then you come out of that, and you've got district play, and then the district tournament's right after that.
I think the class is definitely an asset for that. In particular, the January lulls is what we used to call them, because it's a long season. The kids are in the gym every day. You got to try to break it up for them a little bit. With the Class A, especially if you can get by that first game in advance, get into the semis, that gives you more to work on, more excitement. We're really excited about getting to play tomorrow night against Lyon County and see what we do. But the January lulls is a real thing. Kids get them. You know, they're people. You know, kids are people, and they're in the gym every single day. So, you know, you're playing game after game, and it seems no end to it. But like you say, the Class A breaks it up, and then you go right into district tournament, really.
Yeah, and we've got the 2A championships now. So, I mean, there are a lot of teams with an opportunity to play for something in the middle of the season.
Yeah, I agree. You know, my buddy is at Rowan County, and they play in the 2A, and it's good for him. It breaks up the January lulls for them too, as well. It gives them something to look forward to, another tournament, and against competition, equal competition. Yeah. So,
well, you know, it can also be a huge springboard for your season. You know, the All-A is a high water mark, and for us, you know, at Caldwell, it gives us it's another incentive for us to really go out and have really help create some great energy in a season. And two, you know, if you do make the All-A state, that's another momentum builder. But you get another tournament style atmosphere in the middle of the season, which is beneficial going into district play.
Yeah.
I know when I was at Harlan, I went two regions, went to two Class A state tournaments, and then there's another thing you got to look at, because now you're looking at, I'm going to have to cancel some games because you're only allowed to play so many 30, and, you know, we was fortunate enough to win one game in one of those against a Louisville private school, and then so you're looking maybe canceling a couple games. So that's the only downside I see, but that's a good downside because I'm telling you, the kids love it. That gives the kids in smaller schools an opportunity to move on and experience that state tournament experience.
Yeah, I would say that overall the All-A Classic has been a positive for Kentucky high school basketball and really most sports. But at the same time, at that end of the year, I would still kind of like to see us go to classes at some point.
Yeah.
You know, Kentucky, I think, is the only state now that doesn't have that class system. So, there is a little bit of that uniqueness there and some of the nostalgia where you kind of have mixed feelings on whether that should go away or not. But, you know, with the All-A and the 2A now, you know, some of these other schools getting opportunities, you know, and like we were talking to our players earlier this week, you know, here's an opportunity for you to cash in and, you know, and to do something we haven't done in a while. And, you know, to do so would be a huge momentum boost, but it's also, it's about gaining confidence. You know, like Coach Mitchell was saying, you know, you do have to cancel a game or two here and right. there, but potentially, but, you know, I think most coaches would make that trade too.
And, you know, we played a team out of Covington first year as when we went at Harlan, and they beat us down a little bit, but they went on to win the Class A and also the Sweet 16. So they were a Class A school, private school, and, you know, they beat us. And then went on to win that Class yeah. A and this Sweet 16. So, you know, there's got to be some. There's a lot of issues in there.
I've always wondered if the KHSAA could make some kind of exemption for the All-A Classic and the Class 2A Championship, because other sports kind of run into this too. If you get to the state tournament, you end up having to kick out five or six games because you're going to be over your limit, and you know, losing one game or two is not too bad, but when you start having to change four, five, six games, not just affecting your schedule, but affecting those folks' schedule as well.
Yeah. And, you know, that's I'm like Coach, you know, you can't cancel your district games. So
right.
Now you're looking at, you know, other games, that, and it's hard on them as well.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, those other teams that you have on the schedule, which may not be all A teams, you know, they're also, their schedule is contingent on this as well. So it's a little bit more of a broader ripple effect. And, you know, it would be good to see the KHSA say grant an exemption for this because, you know, it's only going to be a small number of teams. It's not like you're going to have 50 or 60 teams, yeah. This would impact as far as having to exempt games. And two, you know, you have games built in your schedule, too. You know, when you come out of district play, sometimes that are, hey, these are favorable matchups, you know, mm-hmm. but you try to structure your schedule. You can get some little bit of downtime and mm-hmm. work on things as well. But like Coach said, well, I go, you don't want those January lulls in February.
Right.
You have a long gap in between playing as well.
Yeah. Well, this has been a great season as far as not having any lulls. Because, you know, we started out with the Fredonia preseason scrimmage, which was awesome. We've had games at Butler. We've had the West Kentucky Hoops Classic. Now the All-A Classic week is here. So those things, to me, kind of keep the season moving along.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it just gives the kids something more to look for. And you got to, as a coach, you got to make sure they understand what it means to play at Butler or what it means to play at Fredonia down in the Hive, or, you know, the West Kentucky Hoops. What it means, and it gives them something to get fired up about. You're right.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, is a key thing, and I've always been a big proponent of this, and, you know, we've talked with about your sports edge, is getting these players exposure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes the All-A gives players not only at Caldwell, but other schools who maybe not be in those larger media markets have the opportunity to see some really good players and some really good coaches. So that's another key thing to this. And, of course, with the West Kentucky Hoops Classic, you know, we have several big name mm-hmm. schools and teams coming in, so there's a lot of talent, but it gets people exposure. And you have people from outside coming in, and they're like, well, we didn't realize, hey, there's some other good teams here besides. Sometimes you operate in your own sphere, and you don't really branch out as much, and that gives an opportunity to see that.
We're talking with Caldwell County basketball coaches Chuck Mitchell and David Brown this morning here on the Sideline Report, talking about the All-A Classic. And do you guys know, Chuck, has there been any talk about maybe trying to seed the regional All-A Classic at some point?
Well, you know, I'm all for it. I talked to Coach Young, and I think we were the only region that didn't seed, or I'm just trying to quote what he said, but
yeah, I know the first region does.
Yeah, yeah, I think everybody does. I think we're the only region that still just, you know, draws for it. So, but I'm all for it. You know, I'm sure there's other smaller schools that maybe are against it, but you know, I think it's the fair way to do it.
Well, now that we've got the RPI, it seems like there's an easy way to go about it.
There is, and that gives you another opportunity, another variable and measuring stick to go with. And so it prevents, you know, just looking at records of who beat who the previous season. So it gives you, you know, so it does give you a little incentive to schedule up some, too, to increase that RPI rating.
Do you guys think we'll ever see the RPI come into play for, say, like the regional tournament at the end of the year?
It's possible, yeah. You know, I mean, never
sure.
Say never. You know, of course, you know, you're looking at that, kind of throwing this other thing out there. You know, there's always been talk of the shot clock.
Right.
You know, I'd be a proponent for that because it does keep the game yeah. moving, and the players that go to the next level, that's what they're going to have to play with. Yeah. But, you know, that RPI could come into play. You know, some people put a high value on it, and some people think it's just another number. It doesn't really gauge how well you're playing.
Well, it's a big deal in football,
yes.
And, you know, we saw it this year. Owensboro Catholic and Mayfield met in the state championship game, And just a few years back, that would have been the regional championship game. So the RPI kind of makes those state championship games better matchups typically in football.
And, you know, I want to talk about the shot clock real quick because I was not a proponent of it. And we played a game probably a couple of weeks ago that it was a 2 or 3 point game and they just pulled it out on us.
Yeah.
And we ended up having to foul. We lost by 10. So I am all for a shot clock. That really, it really hurt us. I mean, they were really good with the basketball. Yeah. They could make free throws and that was just part of the game. It was like Dean Smith back in the day.
He can I was going to say, that's old school
basketball.
That's old school basketball. You know, back in the day, if you had a 6 or 8 point lead in the fourth quarter, you pulled it out.
And that's what they did.
Watch the clock run.
Let's get that shot clock here next year.
Well, I think it's coming pretty quickly.
Yeah,
I mean,
is.
As you look around the nation, I think there's actually more states now that have a shot clock that don't have a shot clock. So I think it's just a matter of time.
Amen.
Well, and, you know, many of these states with the NFHS, National Federation of High School, they'll have some states as pilot states who will play it a season and test and see how it goes. And then that's a lot of times where the implementation process begins.
Yeah.
And I agree with Coach Mitchell, you know, it changes the strategy and it forces teams to not just sit back and hold it. Now, you still have to play defense, just put the ball in the hole to win. But it makes you have to be more strategic. Now, you know, let's say whatever the shot clock time would be, if it's 35 seconds, you can still take over a minute off the
right.
Half a minute off the clock. So, I mean, it's still be advantageous and keep the game flowing as well.
Yeah, and I think the National Federation rule is 35 seconds for the shot clock. So, yeah, I think that's just a thing that's coming. If you like it, don't like it. I mean, it's, you know, like the free throw rule this year.
Oh,
I mean, have you guys had any effect one way or the other with the new free throw rule?
Well, I tell you, it's really, knock on wood, it's not been a big factor. We had scrimmage games where we implemented those rules and got used to it a little bit. You know, it's just a little bit different strategy going into each quarter. You know, you get to work with. It can be a great asset or it could be a really bad con, just depending on where you are in the game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I've liked what we've seen so far. Of course, you know, we haven't had any really significant foul trouble early in the third period. Now, that can always change from game to game. But you know that you're not shooting bonus 4 minutes in the third quarter through the rest of the game. So it does give you a little bit of a chance to reset. Doesn't mean you just go out and foul, you know, recklessly. But it does change your strategies a little bit. You know, and we've had some games here recently where we're like, okay, we know we get in this situation. If this player is in, this is who we want to foul, and it's worked out to our benefit. Yeah. Now, we didn't always convert on the other end, but, you know, it does force those players, you know, even though I know they said the one-to-one, kind of, you know, you make the first one, takes the pressure off, you got two, it's a little less pressure, but, you know, what we've seen is, especially as the game gets tighter, that pressure is there anyway. So, but it's played well for us so far.
I think it makes the game easier on the officials. No more guessing 1-1 or 2 shots, it's just 2 shots. I mean, once you're past 5 on the foul count, it's 2 shots, and we all know.
And
that.
After the first 3 or 4 games, officials were great. They got, you know, like you say, it just got into a flow for them. It was really, really a lot better.
I think it has streamlined that aspect of the game a whole lot more.
Chuck, we mentioned earlier you guys have Lyon County coming up on Friday. What's kind of the game plan for you guys as you go against what some people think might be the top team in the state?
Yeah, very good team. We, you know, like I say, we're really excited about getting a chance to play them. Coach Perry does a great job with them. I mean, you know, he's got some great talent on that team, and I've been watching a lot of tape on him. I've seen some games live, and a very talented team. They like to push the ball. You know, they want to get the ball up and down the court. They'll press a little bit. They got a little zone they run. They're just a really fundamentally sound team, and them guys, you can tell, have been playing together a long time. You know, so yeah, we're excited about getting a chance to play them. We're gonna do our best and go in there with the mindset we're gonna take care of business and see what happens.
Well, and you've got a player that's kind of emerged as one of the second region's top players. Jadarius Wilson's getting a double-double for you.
Yeah, Jadarius Wilson is an extremely talented player. He's 6'6". He can stretch it out, shoot the three, or back you down, finish with his back to the basket. And, you know, when we get his motor up on high gear, I think the sky is the limit for this young man. You know, we just got to get him the ball, you know. But our people around him working good. You know, the Whittington boys work real well around him. I tell you, Luke Parker did a really good job on the big man from Livingston the other night. He is a defensive stopper within the post. So, you know, I'm proud of all the kids, you know, and they here. And when you go into a game like this, we talked yesterday a little bit, had a little powwow, and we're going to have a walkthrough today, and we're going to feed the guys and talk a little bit. The big thing is you're going to have a big crowd. And if you can't get motivated for that, then you can't get motivated for anything. So we're hoping everybody goes in there with the mindset, you know, I'm fired up. I know I won't be able to sleep tonight.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to give a big pregame speech, you know.
No, let's go. Let's go.
Well, and David, you guys are playing a lot better now. Has everybody on the team kind of started figuring out their roles?
They have, and we've had several players really, you know, really make huge strides since the season begun. And now what we're looking is we're seeing a more balanced scoring where, you know, the past few games, three or four games, we've had multiple double-digit scores. We haven't necessarily had the one person scoring, you know, 20-plus or whatever, and we've had different people do that. But now you're starting to see a 14, a 13, a 10, 11, you know, a 9. And so when we start sharing the ball that way, and what we've noticed is when we've done that, that's when we're scoring over 60. And when we score 50-plus, those have been the games we've won. And when we struggle to get that mark, that's when we struggle. Med Thomas has been playing really well for us here lately. Morgan Akins has come in this year and done a good job. Riley Butts has come in and done a good job playing for us this year and causing chaos up on the top on the defense. And, we want to give Lulu has come in this year and really developed. She's always been a consistent rebounder. And Jakaya, she's come in and facilitated a lot of things for us. You know, some of the things she does may not always show up in the stat sheet, but it's those things she helps keep the team going. Of course, Nyla has been a human rebounding machine lately.
She's Dennis Rodman.
Good defensive stopper. And Tink Clark has really been running, you know, handling the ball well and playing, making good decisions at the point. So we've had many of our girls, and every one of them has been playing well. You know, all of them have come and contributed. Davian Williams has made some really good strides this year. So we're proud of every one of our players, you know. Jada has come a long way. So we have some girls that have really stepped up and playing very well. And Banaska Thomas is, if we go in and say, hey, we need you to defend her and stop her or touch the ball, the person's not going to see the ball. Yeah. So we've got some players that are really starting to embrace their roles, and it's paying off for our team.
Well, good luck to you guys. I know the girls have Crittenden County here tonight at 6 o'clock. Chuck, the guys are going to play Lyon County Friday at 7:30.
Yeah, real quick shout-out. Our freshman is in a freshman league in the second region, and they're at Webster County tomorrow, Saturday morning. And then the regional tournament is at the end of first week in February. And we've got, our middle school is being – we had a travel team with Jeff McDaniels, who does a great job. They're at Mayfield Saturday, so we've got kids playing everywhere.
Yeah.
Sam Curran, Coach Kane for the freshman team, great, unbelievable job with the freshmen. We've lost one game. We're like 6-1.
That's pretty good.
So we play this weekend at Webster. We got two games against Dawson and Webster County, and then several more before the tournament. So I'm telling you what, it's rolling. It's just a busy time, so we're excited about Tiger basketball.
Yeah, appreciate you guys coming in.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
That's Tiger head coach Chuck Mitchell, Lady Tiger head coach David Brown with us on the sideline report this morning here on WPKY. Lady Tigers playing tonight, and we'll have that game for you right here on WPKY. Tip at 6 o'clock at the cab, and our broadcast begins right after the news about 5:30 here today. Stay with us. Tori Hammett will be here next. We'll talk a little about the West Kentucky Hoops Classic. So stay tuned as we continue on the Sideline Report here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky, you're treated like family. Because to them, family is everything. Johnson's has the reputation of helping customers with brands you can count on, like GE Appliances. Shop their selection of GE Appliances with premium finishes and features that make household chores easier, giving you time to do what matters. Bring home the long-lasting quality of GE Appliances today. Trust Johnson's for furniture, bedding, and appliances. Because you're like family, and family is everything.
At Tricios, they're ordering it your way. How would you like to have a vehicle built just for you? Little things are important, like rich colors, big screens and displays, almost like watching TV. Exteriors with beautiful style and powerful engines that respond to the lightest touch on the accelerator. It's time to get what you want. Order your new ride and feel the thrill when you drive off the lot. Trice Hughes in Princeton is the one-stop shop for everything your vehicle needs. For more information, visit TriceHughes.com. That's TriceHughes.com.
Fortner Gas Company has been serving the propane needs of Western Kentucky for 70 years. You'll find offices in Princeton and Cady's. They're your local and family-owned propane supplier. Browse their website to discover the many services and products available. You can shop in person or online, and they can answer any and all questions in person or on the phone. If they're already your propane supplier, they say thank you. If they're not, they would love to be. Fortner Gas Company, a family tradition of service since 1951.
My family watched as my dad, my kids' grandpa's quality of life seemed to quickly fade. We kept hearing, try this or try that. But when you hear, I just want to enjoy my last months, I knew we needed another option. That's when we turned to Penny Royal Hospice. Even today, it's tough to talk about. But when I think of the quality time my dad had with our family, it makes me smile and gives me peace. Penny Royal Hospice. It's about living to the fullest.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need, knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Make sure your equipment is ready to hit the fields hard with special deals on genuine Case IH parts and service. Get up to $100 off any combination of OEM engine oils, coolants, filters, and fleet guard filters. Receive $300 off every Max Maintain Plan maintenance agreement. And get 0% interest and make no payments for 90 days on Case IH parts. Stop into H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, and Owensboro today to save on genuine Case IH parts and service.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Again, big thanks to the Caldwell County basketball head coaches, Chuck Mitchell and David Brown, for both joining us in the studio this morning and talking some hoops. We'll talk West Kentucky Hoops Classic with Tori Hammett. He's in the studio with us, and we'll come back and chat with him right after this. Stay tuned here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
Stallings Auto Sales has an excellent reputation for providing quality cars at great prices. Stop by 1944 West 7th Street, Hopkinsville today. Stallings Auto Sales, your trusted source for used cars.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, an overnight low of 32, and by this afternoon, sunny skies, high near 53. Thursday night, an 80% chance of showers after midnight, low around 40. A south-southeast breeze about 20 to 30 miles an hour is also expected. Friday, a guarantee for showers, maybe even mixed in with some snow and sleet and thunder, a high near 54. In a south-southeast wind, it could be as high as 45 miles an hour. But back to right now, an overnight low of 32. By this afternoon, sunny, 53 degrees.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers, Preston Burrell and Cole Wyatt, as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
West Kentucky Real Estate and Auction holds monthly auctions at the Auction Center on U.S. Highway 62 in Princeton. Be sure to check their website for dates, times, and listings of upcoming real estate auctions and sale days at the Auction Center. But you know, you don't have to wait for an auction because Wayne's Place, located at the Auction Center, is open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4. And you can shop for quality used furniture and home accessories. Yep, any weekday. Wayne Boyd, broker, auctioneer at West Kentucky Real Estate and Auction, Princeton.
The folks at Southern States Petroleum Hopkinsville want to say thank you to all the farmers for the food they help put on the table each and every day.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. Torrey Hammett joins us now in the studio and going to talk some West Kentucky Hoops Classic with him as always. And Torrey, I thought the 2023 West Kentucky Hoops Classic seemed to come off without a hitch, although I know that you were taking care of a lot of problems, which made it seem like it came off without a hitch.
Well, for the most part, yeah, for the most part, things went really well and we were excited to get it here and get it going. I always hate when it's over because it's just so much fun in the midst of it. But yeah, it didn't come without some hiccups through the way that a lot of people did some stuff on to help kind of work it out. But I think the issue of the team that kind of gave us the late cancel, we probably ended up with a better team because of it. Mm-hmm. So you know, I guess in some way we got to see a better quality team with different kind of kids, or I should say men, grown men. But it was good. It was good.
Well, we didn't see the buzzer beaters that we've seen in the past, but we did see some really good basketball.
Yeah, I think, close games don't have to be overtime and one-point games. We had some games that were close and competitive. You know, Kiowa had a really good day two matchup with South Panola, Mississippi, that I thought was kind of cool. We didn't really know what we were going to get with that because they were kind of unsure about South Panola being a major school, 6A or 5A, I can't remember which one. But anyway, they're a big school, so you just never know when they're known for their football, which means they got athletes. So I wasn't really sure what would happen, but I kind of felt like, as normal, Caldwell, I just think when those kids see those teams come in that are just insanely competitive and energy, it makes their mind go, man, we're going to have to pick up the pace. And, yeah. And we do. We always do. Caldwell always picks up the pace in the Hoops Classic. So it looked like they did that night and went ahead and beat that team. And that game could have gone either way.
Well, I think after sitting there and watching all those really good teams play all day, you just play better yourself.
I think so.
When you get a chance to take the floor.
Yeah. It certainly, I think, inspires you to think, man, I can do that too at the level of talent that you got. You can do that. Yeah. Talent needed for 100% effort. Yeah. You know, you just give 100% effort with the talent that you got, and it'll always make you better. But we had some teams that, you know, if you knew everything, you would try to I probably would have mixed up a few matchups, but you don't know all that.
Right.
You know, we've been really, really fortunate in years past to have the matchups hit just right. You know, we just had things work out just right. This year just had a few games that got a little 20-22 point win or something like that. But fun to watch, man. Fun to watch some of those teams. If I could do it over, I think I'd want to see Olive Branch, Mississippi play Ben Davis in Annapolis.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I'd like to see that matchup because Olive Branch was so physical on defense. That'd been fun to watch them. So, but it's good. I mean, it is good. The girls' games were good. You know, appreciate all those teams coming with some of the connections that our coaches had with them. It was nice to have Crittenden be close by and come down and be a part of that too. I think they had a good time, and they're a really young team. They're gonna be good in the future. So you know, who knows? Maybe they attend again sometime.
Which teams were the most impressive to you, and which players kind of stood out for you?
Well, I guess I had not had time to research Hamilton Heights much because they were never in the mix to come until that last 14 days out when we had to scramble and get them. So I didn't have a lot of time to look at them, but. I mean, I was pretty impressed with it's one thing to have big kids, you know, a lot of teams pull over, you know, overseas transfers or whatever, and they're trying to develop a kid as they're playing the kid. You know, they're developing them for their future. college and pro when you're talking about these 6'11", 7'1", and stuff like that. So I really didn't know what to expect, but the Hamilton Heights big boys were shocking to me, that they were the size they were, but athletic as they were, they just weren't like your uncoordinated kids that you see sometimes. I mean, you would think, well, they're gonna murder folks from the paint, but they really did it from the 3-point line. I mean, they shot like 54% from the 3-point line in those 2 days. Like, just who does that? Yeah. You know, what team does that anywhere for that matter? And especially at 7 foot and 7'1". So they were pretty good. And then I think it was of course the Ben Davis team was really good, and the guard that's going to Northwestern that's signed to Northwestern already, I thought he was a major talent. The big boy from, well, I shouldn't say big boy, he's really kind of projected as a guard, but like the 6'6 kid from Pinson Valley, he's a good athlete. You know, he scored well in their games. They did play Hamilton Heights for us, which put them a little bit of a mismatch, but I thought he played really well. I tell you, I was impressed with I wasn't sure what we were getting with Evangel Christian, because, you know, when I was looking for a team in Kentucky from the Louisville, Lexington area, I just started looking at what's the preseason rankings of these teams, and I think they were like 8th or 7th or 6th or something. Anyway, they weren't being talked about as the best team in Kentucky, just a good team in Kentucky. And I think he maybe picked up a transfer from a different school, maybe set him apart a little bit. But, you know, I always think I'm looking at that team will play like that every night, and that's a great team. But I think Evangel is a really good team, and I think they're capable of winning it all. And I know they got a tough region they got to get out of, and that's a problem sometimes over there. You got to get out. Sometimes the best team don't even get out of the region. But they're long. Their two guards are long, and they defend the entire court, and they're athletic. So I'll be anxious to see kind of how they finish up their year and what happens in their region, and if they can get to the Sweet 16. I think that team's capable of winning it all, so that'd be good.
You talked about that Hamilton Heights team, and I think that's the first time since we've been having the West Kentucky Hoops Classic that I was afraid for a second we'd lost a backboard. There was a dunk, and
yeah,
like that thing's coming down.
Yeah, and we had one game left.
Yeah,
the Caldwell-South Panola game. So it crossed my mind in the stands, because, you know, they're used to that dunk where they, you know, kind of pull it back at them and raise their knees, and ours aren't those rollout goals. You know, they're and I don't know what's built into those goals, but I'm sure some kind of shock absorber. But there is a big pole that's probably a 12-inch diameter that runs all the way to the ceiling, and I've never seen that pole move. And it moved, but in the last two dunks that he had, it pulled, you know, it's like a pendulum. So it pulled out towards him and then went back, you know, probably 3 inches towards him and back, and I thought, I'd kind of like this game to get over, because we really don't want to deal with that. But
it rattled for a long time, and I've never seen it rattle like that before.
So. Yeah, that's kind of what. And we've had some big dunks on there, but that particular kid is so big. I mean, he's just a big kid in general size, weight, you know, muscular, I should say. So it did cross my mind. I don't know that we can plan for a contingency plan, but. There, it crossed my mind we could have a problem.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we'd have to run down to the middle school and finish a game or Butler or where.
Butler, yeah. Well, and if would they let it? You know, could we pull it off? That's what I was hoping. I was like, if that happens, we need to be able to finish Caldwell's last game. We don't want to miss that. So, but I thought Caldwell played good as well, and both their wins, and it gives those guys an opportunity to see, like, you know, like we talked about, some big time basketball, and inspires them to be better. And we need that, you know, because we need to be better. We need to give max effort to Coach Chuck and to Coach David, and that lets them see that all that coaching that they're giving those kids is not just stuff they're just making up. I mean, their expectations is because that's what they should be giving. Those kids should be giving those coaches. So when it sees other teams doing that, I think it makes them go, yeah, we can do that. Yeah. So.
We're talking with Tori Hammett, who is the organizer for the West Kentucky Hoops Classic. We need to get to a break on the show, but we'll come back and have more of the Sideline Report right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Brantley Furniture, family owned and located in the heart of downtown Princeton. Jeannie and Megan invite you to come in and check out their selection of furniture, bedding, and gifts. Financing is available.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, an overnight low of 32 degrees. By this afternoon, sunny skies, high near 53. Thursday night, an 80% chance of showers, especially after midnight, low around 40. A south-southeast wind could be as high as 20 to 30 miles an hour. And then on Friday, a guarantee for showers, and that could be mixed with snow and sleet. Thunder also possible, high near 54, and a south-southeast wind could be as high as 45 miles an hour. But back to right now, an overnight low of 32. By this afternoon, sunny, 53 degrees.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
2024 is here. Hi, this is Pam Haverlock from Cozy Living. We are having an out with the old and bring in the new sale. 35% off all new furniture, mattresses, and some accessories. 50% off holiday and some accessories, paint new furniture, and greenery antiques. This is an amazing opportunity to save. But come see us at Cozy Living at 235 Northville Drive here in Princeton. Remember, Cozy Living is everything a home should be.
This is Heb. We are your local U-Haul dealer.
Hey, sports fans, you wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
When we say
classic hits,
we mean listen to WPKY worldwide at
WPKYonline.com. WPKY.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning. In the studio with us, Tori Hammett, and we're talking about the West Kentucky Hoops Classic, the 2023 edition, another successful year for the Hoops Classic. And, Tori, we had great weather this time. That's always great. At what point do you start talking or thinking about maybe the 2024 Hoops Classic?
Oh gosh, always kind of thinking about it at some level, but not really putting max effort in it right this second, just because little teams are playing and sometimes they just don't want to talk to you much. But if our tournament was Monday and Tuesday, I'd be in an absolute panic right now, because that's exactly what happened last year with this quote polar Arctic dip that's gonna drop down and be so cold that it causes trouble or potential trouble. So yeah, hoping we don't have that. Just as a side note, turn your sinks and tubs and stuff on, let them drip, and open up your cabinets and prepare for it to be cold so that your pipes don't freeze.
For the next week,
just be cautious and pay attention to it so you don't have any surprises. Don't leave anything unattended as your local independent insurance agent. pay attention to that if you can. But we'll get started, you know, as soon as we can, and try to start building, you know, building and seeing what, you know, we still got to look at dates, because you never know for sure. I haven't really looked at the dates exactly. I feel like there's a potential for it to be either Thursday, Friday, or Friday, Saturday this time. Like, it may not have to be a Thursday, Friday. It could maybe be a Friday, Saturday, based on the way the holiday falls. So we'll have to look at that and see.
Would playing on a Saturday, do you think that would help the crowd a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it could. I mean, obviously it could. You're always nice to not have folks trying to have to figure out how to miss work if they're in the workforce. So that helps a little bit to not have to deal with that. So it could be a benefit. And then just, you know, some matchups and who are our regional teams that are involved. You know, what does that look like? Because that always kind of kind of helps with the crowd of some, but it might make a difference. I mean, it may make a difference to have a Saturday. So, and I think that'd be it'd help.
Yeah,
a lot of people, me included, for that matter. So, that's an option.
Well, do you have any teams on your wish list? I know this mm-hmm. past year you would like to have had Lyon County. You know, with the players they have and you know their ranking, but they had another event down in Florida.
They've been hustling to get down there to that event, and I had talked to Ryan about that a couple of times. So, you know, I get the dynamic of you know, we've had teams specifically say that they liked what we have because they get to get away, kind of come down where there's not a lot of distractions. As shocking as this is, this blows my mind that the athletic director at Ben Davis, Indiana, said that's the first time they've been out of state.
Really?
Couldn't believe that.
Wow.
Could not believe that, because they're such a big, organized outfit that I was really shocked at that. But they loved it. I mean, they were tickled to death to come get to do that. So I get why, like, your teams around here that are local would like to go somewhere else. You know, it gives them that time to go somewhere else. So I get that, and I support that, and I encourage that. So I don't have any – I think that's great for them to get to do. So I don't know. I mean, I guess if you said, man, you can have anybody you want next year – my first pick would be Great Crossings, because I've tried to get them a couple times in a row. And, you know, as with any team that's top in the state, you know, we're blessed to get Evangel Christian. I'm thankful that they did that. The tournament that's over there, a lot of teams feel like, I guess, they need to get in that it's escaping me the name of it right now. But, oh, the King of the Bluegrass. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of teams feel like they need, or they feel maybe some obligation to that because they're over there right in the middle of it, which I kind of get that too. But Evangel, you know, breaking away from doing that, and then of course Lyon a couple years ago were able to do both. But you never know, because if you're going to play to win that, then you're going to run into our dates and can't. So I know Great Crossings has done that a couple years in a row. So if I could pick them off from that, I think it'd be cool to have them, because I think they're really, really good and an elite level team, and they're a year away from being the best that they're going to be, because a lot of those kids are juniors, so they're elite size and all that. So they'd be fun to have, as well as, you know, as if we could have was able to pick up Lyon this year, just couldn't get it done. But I'm thankful for Evangel locally. But, you know, in just looking around, I haven't spent a lot of time studying those teams yet. I know there's some out of Georgia that I kind of shoot after every year. It's just kind of difficult to pull one of them away from things. So I think it's McEachin. Like I've talked to their coach several times, and they're an elite national level team. But you just got to catch them right. You know, you got to catch them when they'll come down here. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see, but I think I'm going to take a shot at Great Crossings.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY Princeton. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. Tori, when you start looking at teams, I mean, are you trying to add more states to the list? I mean, do you kind of look out there sometimes and just see where have I not gotten a team from yet?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been fortunate to have so many states already represented that I don't really have any state that I think, oh gosh, we got to go get a team from that state, because you know that generates an expenses problem, it generates travel problem. I mean, you know, when you got a team that has to fly here, which we've had that, that just creates other issues that can cause trouble. You know, it can cause trouble that you don't know it that might happen with travel, especially with airlines today. So I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't try to do that to generate any kind of look for us. I just think the teams that border Kentucky and one state away, kind of holding into the South and the Midwest that's probably our sweet spot anyway.
Yeah.
Those teams can drive. And there's exceptional basketball in those states, so don't really have to go out. You know, we wouldn't have had a team from Oklahoma ever. I would have never solicited a team from Oklahoma other than they called us and were referred to us and said, I'm told we should try to get in your event. So we got Saupopa, Oklahoma for that.
Yeah.
But outside of that, you know, I think we'll hang around here in our region as best we can and try to keep our expenses down so that it can be a benefit to the athletics department, because it is a fundraiser for the athletics department. So ideally they get, you know, some portion of money that they can use to invest back in the kids and the sports that are here for Caldwell County, because that's really the root of it, is that with entertaining basketball.
Do you get good feedback from the teams that come here? I mean, they talk positive, and I know, yeah, a lot of them want to come back. A lot of them do come, yeah, back. So
yeah, I mean, you know, I think because they're in the grind, they leave and they take off to something else. But they're always super nice when they're here, and they're always real thankful when they're here, and they're appreciative when they're here. And they, you know, there's been multiple comments about different things, from just the hospitality to the breakfast event. I mean, I always think that they lead that breakfast event a whole lot more happy that they came to it than they did when they woke up to drive over there to it. You know what I mean? Like, they don't know what they're getting that day. So I think there's some teams that, you know, that miss it, that don't, if they just knew, they would have come. So I've had a lot of, like the AD at Ben Davis, she was really thankful for that event and very appreciative. So you don't always talk to the administrators, but like that one, but the coaches that stop long enough to say stuff, it's always positive. I've never heard a thing that was negative. And I think if we gave I don't want to ask the coaches to do it, because I don't want to take time out of their busy schedule, but I think if we gave them an exit survey, I think it would be insanely positive. You know, I think they'd really, really like that. So always positive. And I would say the biggest testimony, without asking them to say, hey, tell us what you think about it, so we can, quote, generate, you know, statements that you know, because we could do that in our program, you know, statements from coaches that that wouldn't be anything wrong with that. Testimonies of positive. But to me, the biggest thing is that through the years, we've had several teams that have been willing to come back multiple times. Mm-hmm. So what other testimony do you want of our event than, hey, yeah, I'm going to come for my third time, Pinson, yeah, Valley, Alabama, or my third time, Career Academy, Missouri. So that we've had Webb a couple times. We've had a couple Mississippi teams a couple times. So to me, that says it all, is that they jump on the opportunity to come back when those teams are good enough to go other places too. So that means they're picking us with the invite. So I think they like it.
Yep. I can't wait for December to get here so we can have another one.
I know.
It's a busy 2 days, but it's fun.
I know. I got to stop long enough to deal with this tennis team situation. So, but I am thankful for the school and the administration. We say it every time, but you know, they could not deal with it and be off those 2 days during their holiday break. So hopefully it's entertainment and fun, and it's not just, you know, a job they're being asked to do. I hope they enjoy it and find it to be a positive for everybody. So because it is a good time. But I am thankful for the school letting us do the things that we do. And shout out to some of those folks that did some things during the event that kept them from just being able to sit there and watch basketball, because there were some shoot arounds where we needed to use the middle school. So it required some administration to be involved, helping coordinate some of that made them, you know, they had to work a little bit versus just sitting there watching basketball. So it's not all just sitting around watching basketball. There's a lot of people doing things that you don't know they're doing as it's going on. So thankful.
Well, when you start getting teams lined up, you got to come back and tell us, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll keep you posted, so that, you know, once we generate enough data worth talking about, we'll come in and talk about it. But also, thanks to the sponsors. I mean, they don't get enough recognition, because that's the money that pours back into the school system and allows us to be able to do it. So we've promoted that on the sponsor banner program, through the microphone, and then through Facebook and stuff. So thank every sponsor that gave any penny to any of it. We appreciate you, because it, you know, takes a village, as they say.
Well, I appreciate you coming in and talk about it. And like I said, I just can't wait for the next one to get here.
We'll stay in touch.
That's Tori Hammett, organizer for the West Kentucky Hoops Classic. I appreciate him coming in this morning. Also, thanks to Caldwell County Tiger head coach Chuck Mitchell, Lady Tiger head coach David Brown for coming in. Lady Tigers hosting Crittenden County in the semifinals of the 2nd Region All-A Classic at 6 o'clock tonight at the Cab. We'll have that game for you here on WPKY. Tigers will be playing Lyon County Friday night at Crittenden County at 7:30. We'll have that game right here for you as well. That's going to wrap us up for this week's edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.